Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that we are here to celebrate your birth, that you are Christ, that you are King, that you came to this place in the form of a lowly baby, that you lived among us and you walked among us. God, you are good. And so we thank you for that. We thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your one and only Son to come and to live and then to die. So God, we pray that tonight you just be glorified as we celebrate you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. And it's so good to be here and to be worshiping together tonight. And so I almost said this morning, I thought about it, corrected it. So there we go. Over the past few weeks, Chris has done an amazing, amazing job leading us in a series talking through the Advent of Christ. And the Advent simply means the coming or the arrival of Christ. And so what we've done is we've looked at what it meant for the people back in the biblical times and what it meant for us, or what it means for us in the second coming of Christ. And over the course of the past 4 weeks, what we've been doing is during our prayer time, we've been lighting these candles that are right here down in the front. And each of these candles represent something. One candle represents hope, another represents peace, another represents joy, another represents love. And then there's the candle in the middle. And the candle in the middle is what we're here to celebrate tonight, right? The Christ candle, the light of the world. And so that is what we're going to look at and talk about. But tonight, what I want us to do is simply just reflect on the meaning of each of these candles and what they represent. And then as we light the fifth candle, the candle in the middle, we'll celebrate the light of the world and we'll spread our light together as we light our candles and continue in worship. And so the first candle we lit 4 weeks ago is the candle of hope, right? And what we learned is this: Jesus is our great hope, right? Jesus is our great hope. He's not only the source of our hope, right? He is that, but he is our hope, right? He's our Emmanuel. He is God with us, God in flesh. He's the one who came to save, he's the one who came to redeem, and he's the one that came to restore all things unto himself. And in Isaiah 7, verse 14, the prophet wrote this. He says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And then Paul went on to write in Romans 15, verse 13, he says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." Right? Jesus is our great hope. And so we light the candle of hope. But Jesus is also our joy, our peace. Right? He's our unending peace. That's what we looked at when we lit the second candle in the second week of our series. He's our shalom, right? That word shalom, it means perfect peace. And what Jesus does is he brings peace into our lives in four primary relationships that we talked about, right? Peace in our relationship with God, peace in our relationship with ourself, peace in our relationship with each other, and peace in our relationship with the rest of creation. In Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7, Isaiah said this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end." Jesus is our perfect peace. And then 2 weeks ago, we lit the third candle, which is the candle of joy. right? Jesus is our unending joy, right? Jesus was the most joyous, right? The most satisfied person who's ever lived. Have y'all ever thought about that? That he was the most joy-filled and the most satisfied person that has ever lived. In fact, he was filled with great joy. And here's the deal, because of his joy, because he was filled with so much joy, the greatest paradox of all time took place. Because of his joy, right, he took on the greatest of all anguish, which is our sin, right? He took our sin upon the cross. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says this, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. But before he endured the cross, listen to what he told his disciples in John 15, verse 11. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy, his joy, may be in us, and that our joy may be full. Right? Jesus wants his joy to be our unending joy. He wants us to find satisfaction in him and to be completely satisfied in him. He is our joy. He is our unending joy, and he pours his joy into us. And so we light the candle of joy. And then this past Sunday, right, Chris talked to us about how Jesus loved us, right, and that he is our ultimate and unfailing love. In fact, Jesus loved us so much that he did this, right? He sent his one and only son into this world, into this dark and broken world to live amongst us, to live like us, to be one of us. And here's the deal. If there is no greater love than that, I don't know what love is, right? That he came and he lived amongst us, he lived like us, and he died for us. Church, there is no greater love than this. Even when we were against him, right? Even when we were his enemies, when our thoughts and our actions were against him, which all of ours were at some point in time, he loved us so much that he came, he lived, and he died for us. We all know the verse of John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Eternal life." But then it goes on to say, "For God did not send his son in the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." So we light the candle of love because Jesus is our unending, unfailing love. And then tonight, right, what we are doing is we're wrapping up our Advent series and we're celebrating Christmas, right? We're celebrating the arrival and the birth of Jesus Christ together as a church family. And I love that we come and we do that and you bring your families to come and celebrate with us. I love this tradition. But we celebrate that Jesus came in the form of a lowly baby. Right, he came into this world the same way that you and I came in this world, that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and that he was laid in a manger. Right, and so tonight we celebrate that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, that he came to redeem and to restore all things unto himself. And so tonight we celebrate that he is the Christ, that he is our King, that he is the light of the world. And in John chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, John wrote this, "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the nor of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John went on to write in John chapter 8, verse 12, when he quoted Jesus saying this again, Jesus spoke to them and said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus is the light of the world. Amen? Amen. And so we light the fifth candle as we celebrate Christmas together, remembering this, that Jesus is the greatest gift that you and I could ever receive. Right? He is the greatest gift that you and I will ever receive. He is our great hope. Right? He is our perfect peace. He is our unfailing love. He is our unending joy. He is the light of the world. And we're called to let his light shine in the darkness. Right? We're called to share his light with this world around us that we live in. And so tonight, right, all of us should have received one of these candles or LED candles, right? And tonight we light our candles, right? And we share the light of the world together. And these are kind of difficult, but if you just turn it and tighten that up, what it does is it lights it up. Sometimes if you turn it too far, it shuts it back off. But I want you to take out your candles and to turn them on. And we're going to dim the lights, and we're going to continue in worship together, and we're going to celebrate that Jesus is the greatest gift that you and I have ever received, that he is our hope, he is our peace, he is our love, he is our joy, he is the light of the world. Let's pray and we'll sing. Father, we love you. We thank you that you are the light of the world, that you are a light in this dark and broken place that we call home, and that you've come to cast out darkness. You've come to make all things new, and you've come to let your light shine. And Father, we thank you that your light came into the world that night, and that your light has continued to shine from that point on. God, let us never forget. Let us be your light in this world. Father, as we celebrate tonight and we hold our candles up high, God, I pray that that's just a metaphor of what we go out into this world to do. And as we celebrate Christmas tomorrow with our families, Father, that we share your love and your light and your hope and your peace and your joy with our family, that we share it with our friends, our neighbors, that we share it with this world. And we give them the greatest gift you've ever given to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we pray these things in your holy name. Amen.